Some farmers plant cover crops in the fall and early spring to do a number of things. Help fix nitrogen in the soil so they don't have to fertilize as much at other times. Prevent erosion, improve water absorption. Dave Gentry is an expert on cover crops for agriculture giant Growmark. In Iowa, use of cover crops has risen from about 10,000 acres in 2009 to more than 300,000 acres last year. What's the trend in Illinois?
Trend in Illinois is very similar. We see very quick growth, many farmers taking a look at it, partially for forage. We've had a shortage due to the drought back in 2012 of forage for livestock, and it gives them another source to graze their cattle on. We also see nutrient management plans that are allowing them to save as many nutrients as possible and keep them out of the groundwater.
Did farmers use more cover crops before the advent of the fertilizer age?
Farmers used cover crops very early in agriculture. We didn't truly understand the soil erosion issues that they were benefiting us for, but it gave us more feed. We were much more livestock-oriented agriculture back before the fertilizer age, and this gave us some place to graze or put up hay.
How much erosion can a cover crop prevent?
Well, cover crops do a really nice job because when selected properly, they have a really fibrous root system, and they hold that surface soil in place. So you can stop almost all soil runoff with a good band of cover crops along the edge of a field as a buffer strip, or just keep it in place throughout the field.
How much can cover crops boost nitrogen in the soil?
The ability to build nitrogen is, it's a good one, but it has some trade-offs. You can generally build anywhere from 30 to 70 pounds of nitrogen if you use a clover or some other type of legume as a cover crop, vetch, hairy vetch being another one that's popular. The trade-off is most of that nitrogen comes later in the spring, and it would delay corn planting. So it makes it a little more difficult for the typical commercial farmer because it would delay him past the prime planting season.
What has changed in the farmers' economic calculations of time and money to bring cover crops back into viability?
I believe the 2012 drought was the trigger or the tipping point to make cover crops in Illinois much more feasible. We had a short crop due to the drought, and we left a lot of nutrient unused. And so the farmers were able to put cover crops on and use them as a sponge to soak up whatever leftover nitrogen, potential phosphates that were left in the soil, hold on to them through the winter, and then in the spring as they start to decay, release them back to the soil. So we saw the I hate to use the term perfect storm, of poor crops in 12, which led to using more cover crops to save those nutrients for the 2013 crop.
Are they going to go away from that in times of better moisture?
I think that they saw the benefits not only in the nutrients saved, but in the soil tilth, or the ability of the soil to remain soft, not hard, no hard pack, a better environment to plant corn and plant soybeans in. I think more and more farmers are starting to see those benefits beyond just straight pure economic ones. And so I see cover crops continuing to expand as we improve our soil health. I think we're still learning here in the heart of Illinois the ability to save nutrients and to improve soil tilth. When we have such beautiful soils here, it is hard to it's a tough sale to make. But at the same time, if it can improve other aspects, one of the things that we found with cover crops is that we can drain the soils a little quicker in the spring, allowing quicker access to the fields. That's a benefit.
Peas, rye, radishes, alfalfa, clover, turnips, you mentioned a couple as well. They all work in different places as a cover crop and all have different costs and trade-offs. How do farmers choose?
They have to work with their local crop specialist or do their own research. I think it's critical to understand that cover crop is the critical term. So they have to manage it like they manage their other crops. It's not as simple as throw the seed out and come back in the spring and work around it. So it really depends on what their goal is. Do they need feed for animals? Are they just trying to provide a nutrient sink or sponge to soak up nutrients? Or are they just trying to hold the soil in place? Then they can choose the right product accordingly.
Dave Gentry is an expert on cover crops. I'm Charlie Schlenker.